This is the EIR podcast, where we interview entrepreneurs in residence with your host, Henrik de Geer.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Dave Terzian, and I am a lifetime entrepreneur, principally in the restaurant space, spent over 40 years in the restaurant business, but I've owned a number of other brick and mortar businesses as well. In the restaurant space, I've been both a franchisor and a franchisee. Most notably, I was the franchisor for a well-known Washington, D.C. area restaurant chain called Jerry Subs and Pizza. We grew to about 150 stores before I sold the business about 6 years ago. I was also a multi-unit franchisee of two national brands, Checkers Hamburgers and Bojangles Fried Chicken. So my particular expertise is not only in the restaurant space, but also in understanding the dynamics of the franchise model from both the perspective of the franchisor and the franchisee. And through the years, I also invested in a lot of real estate, now own a number of commercial properties here in the DC area, as well as a number of high-end residential properties in Boulder, Colorado. And as I like to summarize my life's experience as an entrepreneur, I've made a lot of money and I've lost a lot of money, and I have the good fortune to have ended up more than a little bit ahead. But most importantly, I learned a lot of valuable lessons along the way, lessons which I really enjoy sharing with the students I work with now as an entrepreneur in residence at Georgetown University.
Dave, how are you involved as an entrepreneur in residence?
Well, the Georgetown has a program called Georgetown Entrepreneurship, and it's a program that's affiliated with the McDonough School of Business there at Georgetown University, guided by Jeff Reed, who's the director. And the program started about 7 years ago. I've been involved for the past five. Our mission is to create a culture of entrepreneurship at the university. It's open to students, you know, throughout the university, anyone who's interested in entrepreneurship, whether or not they're part of the business school. And the program offers a variety of formal and informal points of engagement with a dozen or so of us who serve as entrepreneurs in residence. And we conduct activities ranging from workshops to drop-in sessions designed to drop-in help sessions, I guess you'd call them. We call them chalk talks. So it's very informal. Students can just drop in and run an idea by us, or they can just listen to other students' ideas and get an idea of how to formulate business ideas and move them forward. We have individual office hours for the students who want more in-depth sessions. And then we conduct a number of formal pitch competitions throughout the year. Most of the engagement is done, for at least for me personally, they're on campus. I get onto the campus a couple, three times a week, you know, for anywhere from 1 to 3 hours at a time. But other times we engage students through phone calls, Skype sessions, and other such medium.
Dave, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen as an entrepreneur in residence?
Good question. Probably one of the most satisfying aspects of my participation in the program is the degree to which students appreciate the value of mentorship. They really want to engage us and learn from our insights and experiences. And to that point, many students continue to engage us well after graduation. I have one student in particular who graduated back in 2017, who I continue to speak with several times a month, really, on a variety of topics. Another student who graduated back in 2016 just opened her second restaurant and reached out to me for some advice just a couple of weeks ago. So it's really enormously satisfying to me to have the opportunity to share some of my experiences and insights with these young people. It's really a unique experience. I feel like I probably learn as much from them as they learned from me. I wish I had had mentors growing up. I probably could have avoided a lot of mistakes I made along the way. So that's you know, probably what I view as the greatest success of the program, at least as far as I'm concerned. Probably one of the biggest challenges involves getting young entrepreneurs to not fall in love with their solution. You know, at Georgetown, you know, we emphasize the lean startup methodology, in which the orientation is more towards loving the problem as a strategy for gaining a deep understanding of what will energize potential customers rather than loving the solution. But the natural instinct of an entrepreneur can be to believe that everyone sees the problem the same way that they do, which means that everyone will also love their solution and what can go wrong. So getting them to, you know, address the situation a little bit more dispassionately, start at square one, really come to understand the problem from the perspective of others and the perspective of those who are potentially customers of theirs is probably the greatest challenge.
Dave, what advice would you like to share with other EIRs?
My best advice is to be careful in giving advice. At Georgetown, we see our role is not one in which we tell students what to do, but rather it's one in which we offer insights that can help them to discover a well-considered direction for their venture. It's kind of a form of the Socratic method, if you will. And, you know, our instincts as EIRs, because we've been there, and just as entrepreneurs, we've been there, we've done that, is to listen to a student have a problem, and we just want to go, ooh, here's what you got to do. But it's really not the right way to approach it. So really learning how to let them figure out what the right direction is and kind of guide them, you know, along the path, you know, of discovery to come up with a direction that really makes sense.
And where can we learn more about Entrepreneurs in Residence and your work as an EIR?
Well, Georgetown Entrepreneurship publishes a weekly newsletter, which details upcoming activities and events of our program. So that could be a good way to learn more about some of the things that we engage in as part of the program. And it gives an overview. It gives a summary of some of the things that we're working on and the resources that are available to students there at the university. It's really a very dynamic program. You know, when I started, you know, 5 years ago, as I think I mentioned, the program itself started 7 years ago. When I started 5 years ago with the program, it was really in just its early stages. And it's evolved into such a great resource for students. It's really just an amazing thing. But that's probably the best way for anyone who's interested in learning about what we do there and how it works, you know, to try and check out the newsletter. And some of the programs, some of the events are open to the public, so they could even come by and take a look at some of the things that we're doing right there on campus.
For more about this, visit EIRpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.